today. Hallelujah. I want us to so bless this word today with our attention, our expectation that God will feed us far beyond what we expect. Amen? Amen. Today we're going to continue to receive more revelation from Holy Spirit on the topic or the theme, the power of the blood of Jesus, as we allow him to teach us more powerful doctrinal truths about the blood of Jesus revealed in our New Testament covenant. I want us to go to one of the most powerful scriptures I believe is in the New Testament concerning that, and that's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 in the Amplified. Amen. When you get it, please say amen so we can read together. Glory to God. The Bible says he went once and for all. What does that mean to you? He never has to go again. Is that right? Where did he go? Into the holies of heaven. Now, the holies of heaven is strictly or specifically for the eternal high priest. He went to his position that he will hold, hallelujah, until this dispensation is over. So we can know without a shadow of a doubt that we have an eternal high priest that is actually ministering in the holies of holies. For who? Yeah, for the church, for us. So he went into the holies, the heavenly holies of holies, not by virtue of the blood of goats and calves, because that was what was actually used under the old covenant, amen, by which to make reconciliation between God and man. God had to have a way before, glory to God, Jesus, the eternal high priest, would come on the scene. He had to have a way to cleanse his people from sin and to get his people healed, because he promised that he would heal every one of their diseases. So there was a priesthood set up simply because of sin and the fall of man. And so, but it was a temporary priesthood, and they would use the blood of goats and calves by which to make reconciliation between God and man. But Jesus went with whose blood? Y'all are not talking to me. His own blood. He went with his own blood. What was different about his blood? It was sinless blood. Why was it sinless, though? It didn't come from a human person. It was a special blood that came from heaven. Hallelujah. A blood that would carry the life of the Godhead in it. The Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So God had to have supernatural life in Jesus' blood, because Jesus actually came to earth as a man and not as God. God recognized him as God, but he didn't serve on earth as God, because then he would have been illegal. He served on earth as the Son of Man and would stop even the demons from exposing who he really was, because they knew he was the Son of God. So God provided for him a special blood that was sinless and spotless. So that's why this scripture is so phenomenal, because you and I need to know that our eternal high priest's blood was different. It was sinless. It was spotless. Glory to God. He did not sin. The Bible said he was tested and tempted in all ways, but he never sinned. Glory to God. It was his own blood. And having found and secured a what? Complete redemption. What does complete mean? What does complete mean? Complete means it's finished. It's done. You don't have to add anything to it. Complete is fulfilled. Exactly. That's the powerful word, fulfilled. Hallelujah. He found and secured a complete redemption, an everlasting release for us. Well, what were we being released from? The entire curse. He left nothing out. And if we were to go to Galatians 3 and 13, we will find out, glory to God, that he became the curse for us. So he provided a substitutionary sacrifice. He did not die for his own sins or his own sickness, because there was none in his blood. That awesome? And that's why you and I have to come to the reality that when we were born again, we got the nature, the divine nature of God on the inside of us, and we're permitting the enemy to attack us with things that is not ours anymore. You ought to give God some glory for that. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. It's true. He redeemed us. He bought us back. He snatched us from the power of darkness. He took us out of the curse in its entirety. And so when the enemy comes with symptoms, we have to get an agreement with it before it has a right to attack us. And because of ignorance, people are perishing. If he did a complete redemption, then there's nothing left to barter with. And until you and I get that revelation in our mind and we actually live that way, that we have a complete redemption, then when the symptoms come, we will fight it with everything in us. Until our faith becomes so strong, it superimposes or it moves out the disease, it moves out that situation, it pushes it out. And so you and I have to build ourselves on the inside. And one of the things that is so vital in that building process is what Pastor John spoke to us about. When we leave the love walk, we've left the ability to fight. I don't care how we look at it. We can blame the situation on other people. It doesn't matter. When we leave the love walk, I learned a long time ago to forgive people immediately when they do something to me. I learned that. And just like Pastor John said, love is not a feeling. Neither is forgiveness. You ain't got to feel like forgiving people. You do it because God says so. Hallelujah. I know I'm right. So he found and secured a complete redemption. He redeemed us from the curse. He gave us an everlasting release. And it wasn't for him. The Bible says for us. Is that good news? That's one of the most powerful scriptures concerning the blood of Jesus in the New Testament. You ought to memorize it. I can quote it without looking at it. Because that's how important it is, and it needs to be, hallelujah, revelation on the inside of you. That at any time you can pull that scripture up when the enemy comes, you go, no, I've been redeemed from that. Oh, no, you don't, devil, I've been redeemed. And that's how you'll walk out of every attack or situation of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. When Jesus died on the cross, saints, his substitutionary sacrifice fulfilled all of the Old Testament, hallelujah, requirements. And it set him up to become the New Testament Exodus. I love it. We close in our last message receiving revelation about how powerful the Old Testament Passover lamb was for the people of God. And so I want to just review that a little bit today, because it's been a little while since I ministered it, and I want to bring our attention back to it because it's very vital in where we're going today. The Old Testament Passover lamb was powerful. If God looked at the Old Testament, come on somebody, sacrificial lamb, and accepted that animal's blood and did all that he did for over 2 million people coming out of Egypt. Glory to God. You and I should be leaping and doing cartwheels because we have a better covenant. If God will do all of that for people with an animal's blood, what about a spotless, sinless blood? A DNA that had no curses in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we apply the blood of Jesus, when we plead the blood, when we declare the blood, when we decree the blood, we need to understand how powerful that is in the mind of God. Because if an animal's blood did all that it did to bring over 2 million people out of, hallelujah, bondage of every kind, Hallelujah. And that blood of Jesus satisfied the demand of God forever in the courtroom of heaven. Hallelujah. Anybody mention the blood, it gets all attention, because that blood set God's people free. He reconciled us back to himself. He redeemed us. He set us apart. He has sanctified us. Glory to God. And he can now glorify us because of that blood. He justified us because of that blood. And every one of those things means something powerful to us. Hallelujah. And that's why we're here today, because our spirit man is hungry to find out, what is it that God has done for me that I can walk in it? Oh, glory to God. Somebody need to praise him. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. The word declares that the entire nation of Israel left all those years of hard slavery. Y'all didn't hear me. When you're a slave, you're not taken care of properly. You don't get proper medical care. You eat all kind of slop. Come on, somebody. You get any leftovers. You're beaten, you're mistreated. You can't be a very healthy people when you've been oppressed that long. Are you hearing me? They left those years of hard slavery in Egypt, and the Bible says they were wealthy. Where'd they get wealth from? And they were healthy. Where'd they get health from? And the fear of Israel's God was upon the Egyptians, the oppressors, the enemy. And that's what we want. We want the fear of our God to be on Satan. Oh, y'all better help me up in here. Hallelujah. So let's go to scripture. Psalms 105. Somebody just praise him for a few moments. I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Psalms 105, verse 37. Hallelujah. Let's read scripture. Hallelujah. And prove what I just said. Scripture, hallelujah, is building our foundation. Verse 37. He bought Israel forth also with silver and gold. How many know that that's wealth? It's worth more than money is today. They were wealthy. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. I want you to underline that word feeble, because I'm going to come back and give you the correct definition of what feeble means. There was not one feeble person. It said not one. Did your Bible say not one? Not one out of all of those over 2 million people, not one. And we can't get a whole congregation of people. I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. All right. The Lord spread a cloud for a covering by day. He protected them from the direct sunlight. And a fire to warm them, to give light in the night. The Israelites asked, and God brought quails, sound like chicken to me, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. I want you to underline that. He satisfied them with the bread of heaven. Glory to God. He opened the rock and water gushed out. So they got their water out of a rock. It ran in the dry places like a river. They had plenty of water. Even in a dry desert, or come on somebody, God provided them with quail, meat, and bread of heaven. I'm so glad when I see that Donna. Where Donna? Where my cousin at? Hallelujah. I'm not sinning when I eat meat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She know I mess with her all the time. And with the bread of heaven, the manna. He opened the rock, as I said, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. Verse 42, for he earnestly remembered his holy word. God keeps his word and his promise. God keeps his word. He remembered his holy word and promise to Abraham, his servant. So if he remembered it with those coming out of slavery, he certainly remembers those of us who are Abraham's seed through Christ Jesus. Am I right? Yeah. He remembers me. I said, he remembers me. That was an opportunity for you. He remembers me. Y'all too slow for me. Oh, hallelujah. See, I jump right on anything that's speaking to me. He remembers me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 43. And he brought forth his people with joy.